This song was written by a very good friend of mine, a senior editor for Look magazine, Mr. Christopher Wren. And I suppose when they ask me about, do I mean anything by a lot of my songs? Do I have a message to tell anybody? I would say that in very rare instances, I may have a message that I would like to get through to people. And I would like to ask you to listen to the words to this song. And of all the great stories Christopher Wren has written for Look and other magazines, I think probably this is his finest work. And that's amazing considering the fact that this is the first song Christopher Wren ever wrote. Jesus was a carpenter, and he worked with a saw and a hammer, and his hands could join a table true enough to stand forever. And he might have spun his life out in the coolness of the morning, but he put aside his tools and he walked the burning highways, and he built his house from people just like these. And he found them as they wandered through the wild Judean mountains, and he found them as they pulled their nets upon the Sea of Galilee. And for 1,000 evenings, while the day behind him emptied, he put aside his tools and stopped to touch the dying, and he built his house from people just like these. It was on a storming Sunday when he rode to old Jerusalem, and the palms they cast before him were like the crimes they laid against him. It was on a storming Friday when he climbed the streets to Calvary, and where he died today, why, they're selling beads and postcards, and they tell us too that that was long ago. But would he stand today upon the sands of California and walk the sweating blacktop of New York and Mississippi? Would he be a guest on Sunday, a vagrant on a Monday, with the doors locked tight against his kind, you know? Oh, come again now, Jesus, be a carpenter among us. There are chapels in our discontent, cathedrals to our sorrows, and we dwell in golden mansions with the sand for our foundations, and the raging waters rising, and the thunders all around us. Won't you come and build a house on rock again? Jesus was a carpenter, and he worked with a saw and a hammer, and his hands could form a table true enough to stand forever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.